Welcome back to Overdunk, everybody, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, joined as always by Bridget, and this time, for the first time in what feels like years, because it is, we got Dat Boy Muck on the podcast. Muck, how have you been, my friend?
I'm doing so good now that I'm here.
Good. It's been a long time coming. This is always fun, because Bridget tells me, she's like, hey, Muck like really wants to be on the podcast. And I'm like, cool. Why don't people who want to be on the podcast tell me they want to be on the podcast?
Tell Zoinks.
I know. And then I think after that, Muck did in fact let me know that he wanted to be on the podcast. But I'm like, it's a very easy process to getting onto. It's just a quick DM and I'll probably say yes. But awesome to have you, Muck. Muck, you've played Unite since its inception. You competed in Pokemon Go before that. You've played on teams like TOS. You have been playing on the E-Kittens recently. What other like rosters have you played on in Unite? I'm trying to remember all of them.
Yeah, I played, one of my favorite rosters was 1-2-3-4-5 with LKJ, yes. Overlord, Tibsial. That was a great roster.
That is a good roster. Jeez.
Team Tire with Rex, yeah. Red Love,
okay.
OG. Who else? Dude, I'm forgetting. But those are probably, those four are like probably my most prominent rosters. And then everything else is just like, you know, a few of the TOS boys.
Sure.
Doing their best to remain relevant.
Hey, so you gotta do what you gotta do. I think that's fair. Bridget, how have you been?
Oh, and Team YT.
Oh, of course. Sorry. How could you forget YT?
Oh, yeah.
That is true. I forgot about the YT era.
I did
Bridget, how have you been this last week?
I've been good. I moved a week and a half ago, so just been doing that. But it's been fun.
Okay.
Been chilling. There's still some boxes, but you know, we're mostly there.
Okay, good. As long as we get through those. I mean, we have been kind of chilling for this last week. Last week's episode, I believe, was all patch notes talk. We talked all about Shadow Flame, the newest addition to the game. We're going to be talking about that, I think, a little bit later. Muck, you've been competing in some grassroots tournaments. I know, like, as of recently, as of recording, you're going to be competing in our grassroots tournament tomorrow night, which is really exciting. But I'm curious to get your take on the metagame and why maybe Lane Greninja is actually the truth. We'll have to break that down in a little bit. But Muck, I'm curious. I mean, I don't think we got a chance to interview real solo wise. So Bridget, feel free to throw in any questions, during this page too, or chat. If you have any questions for Muck to answer, we'll talk about that as well. But Muck, how did you start playing Unite? I mean, you were pretty, from what I hear of the Go people that talk about you, you were pretty prominent, successful in the Pokemon Go world. So what made you hop over to compete in Pokemon Unite in the first place?
So I've been a big MOBA guy for a long time. I played the original Dota that was on the Warcraft 3 client. Like, it wasn't even a real game, you know, like, that was like the first real like MOBA. And I, you know, started a couple years after that, I started playing League of Legends.
Sweet.
And I've played ADC in League of Legends since season 3. Like, that's truly my passion.
Okay, who do you main in League?
In League, I was a Quinn one trick pony, but my best character is easily Ezreal. That's my most like it, and it's also, you know, like when I was playing Delphox, it's pretty much like playing Delphox, right? Like,
sweet.
It has a lot of the same mechanics, and I just absolutely love playing League of Legends. So, and Pokemon's always been my favorite IP. So I always told my friends, like, if there was ever a Pokemon MOBA, like, I would drop every single game and I will only play that game.
Hey, you held to
it. Yeah. And when this game finally got announced, they had a Japanese beta and I downloaded it. And I was like, dude, Greninja looks like the coolest thing ever. And I stayed up all night on the Japanese beta playing Greninja. And I was like, dude, when this game releases, like, I'm really only going to play Greninja. This is like the most fun I've ever had. I was playing on, you know, 250 ping in Japan, and I was still having a blast.
Greninja?
So.
Oof.
Yeah.
Of all Pokemon to play on 250 ping, I don't think Greninja is on the lineup of Pokemon that I would want to be bringing into the mix. That sounds pretty brutal. Bridget, back in your competitive days when you were playing Pokemon Unite in tournaments and things like that, I'm sure you had to go up against Muck in tournament after tournament. Have you ever matched up against TOS or anything like that back in the day?
I, definitely gotten bodied by Muck on Ladder.
Okay, okay.
Definitely.
Ladder specifically.
It's been a while,
okay.
though.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good thing. I don't right. want to see him in my life.
Yeah, that is fair enough. All right, sweet. So now you've been competing for quite a few years. We already talked about some of the rosters you've been playing on. Muck, tell me about like what you've been doing now. I mean, not only are you a competitor in Unite, you also are like one of the bigger streamers in the game too. I love hanging out in your stream. You do have some of the best emotes in the entire community. I don't really think that's up for debate. But yeah, how's been the experience of being like a content creator, player, like streamer kind of thing with that angle to it in Unite over the last couple of years?
I truly, like, I say it all, I tell my friends all the time, like, I truly do feel like I'm living the dream. Dude, I remember being 5 years old and going to bed and praying that Pokemon was real.
Yeah.
Like truly, like, oh, yeah. I would go to bed and like, please, when I open my eyes, can Pokemon be real?
Mm. Right? Praying to God
and,
above.
Like, yeah. No, literally, praying to God. Listen, like, really. Pokemon needs to be real, bro.
I
and,
need this so bad.
I truly think, like, this is probably the closest I could get, right? Like, this is the closest I can get to Pokemon being real. Going to GoFest, NEIC, all these amazing events, seeing all these people, you know, with the same passion and stuff. Like, it's incredible. Like, I'm very grateful to be able to do what I do. And I do think, you know, like I'm a very competitive person.
Mm-hmm.
So I have let the content take a backseat to what I want to achieve in this game.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I haven't quite met my goals. Like I really, you know, I mean, I just want to go to Worlds, man. I just want to go to Worlds. And I'm getting closer. I feel like I'm getting closer and closer.
Yeah.
And I feel like now, like I actually can compete at that level.
Mm.
I do feel like last season we weren't quite like there. I don't know what it was. We weren't able to do it. But now, like, I feel like I have the right group of people that have the right motivation and, you know, they're willing to put in the work. They don't have the ego that some of my past teammates have. Like, they're all, you know, students of the game, willing to learn.
Cool.
All that good stuff. So, you know, I love playing with my current team and I think, you know, the sky's the limit and we can, you know, reach our goals that I've had for the last 3 years.
Okay. I mean, yeah, put the scene on notice. I mean, E-Kittens, they obviously, you all, are, I don't know exactly how you want me to say your team name. Chad changes it every week, but I think E-Kittens DM me, please, is currently the name. I don't know. But either way, yeah, you all definitely put a lot of people on notice about how solid your squad is. I remember on day one of NAIC, I was talking to Sneaky Seal, because he was having a pretty good time in the open bracket. I think their team was actually doing, like, I mean, better than he thought they were going to do, so he was pretty pumped. And I went to talk to him and was like, hey, how's, like, the tournament going? He's like, ah, it's going really well. Muck's team is crazy. I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, they're the best ones in the open. Like, I don't think it's close. And I was like, oh, okay. Nice. That was pretty exciting. Yeah, and then obviously y'all came out running on day two, which was awesome. But, yeah, either way, very, very cool to see that. I mean, childhood Pokemon love, I was right there with you. Call back to literally our last podcast episode where Bridget taught me what wishing numbers or angel numbers were. What I always thought were wishing
blown
numbers.
Away by
whatever.
It.
I literally was. It makes so much sense. That was my thing. At every 11:11 or 5:55 or whatever, I remember I would always wish that Pokemon was real. That was my go-to. I have probably wished that incantation hundreds of thousands of times throughout my childhood to have it happen. Bridget, I'm curious, did you have like an early love for Pokemon too? Like, did you grow up with the franchise or were you like, did you join in on Pokemon a little bit later?
Oh no, I've been invested for a very long time. I've always been.
The diddle love very, runs very deep. It. Okay, good.
yeah. No, like Doofnax ran into like my childhood neighbor who I like grew up playing Pokemon with because he was wearing a Pokemon shirt in public and Doofnax was like, "Cool shirt."
That's
and they found out they both knew me.
That's
and I'm like,
crazy.
Oh my God. I know. It was nuts, but I'm like, he can vouch.
That's
Pokemon
awesome.
Friend.
You know what's so cool about that story is I don't see a way for you to come up in that conversation other than he goes, yeah, me and my best friend neighbor used to play Pokemon. You know? So that your neighbor still thinks of you in that way,
what?
Which is so awesome to hear.
That's so funny that it's Such a small world. I have a funny story like that too.
Yeah.
Dude, almost 10, it was almost 10 years ago. I was like a freshman in college. I went to my buddy's house party, and at the end of the night, my buddy, this guy that I just met there, he was talking about he just got into Pokemon Go, and I was like, let me trade you a shiny Pokemon, because I had been grinding it. So I traded him a shiny Pokemon, and that was the last time I talked to this guy. And then it was season one at Pokemon Unite, and that's when I used to grind the leaderboards heavy, so I was, probably top 10 on the ranks. And I get a random text from a number I haven't, talked to. He's like, with a screenshot of the Unite leaderboard. And he said, "Hey, bro, is this you?" And I was like,
Sick.
"Dude, wait." I was like, "Is this who I like? Did we meet at a house party like a long time ago?" He's like, "Yeah, dude. Like, I don't know. It's a very small world. It's crazy that, just some random guy I met at a house party is like, is this you on the Unite leaderboards, dude?"
That's sweet. Oh, that's awesome.
I've been
Hey,
locked
you
a
give
lot.
someone a shiny Pokemon, I think you're friends for life. I don't know the
Yeah, I
exact
think
math
so.
on it, but that sounds correct. Yeah, that is awesome. I definitely have some childhood friends who are still invested in it. I mean, for some, Pokemon truly is a lifestyle. We never quite moved on from it like our parents maybe thought we would, but hey, we're still here, so that's totally
Fine.
fine. Okay, we were talking about wishing Pokemon into real life. At least Muck and I spent a lot of our childhood years, and I will go as far to say tears, hoping that that would happen. I have said this forever. When Scarlet and Violet released, when I guess when the DLCs came out, the Blueberry Academy, and you had the ability to like run around as a Pokemon in like the wild environment or whatever, right? It was like, I was like, oh, cool, you finally get a chance to play as the Pokemon, or like you get to feel like it. Then I thought more about it, and I was like, Unite's just the best version of that has ever existed. Like, I feel like one of the best parts of Unite is that they flavor designed the Pokemon extremely well. I think Greninja's actually like a perfect case for this argument. Is like when I'm playing Greninja, I feel like what Greninja should feel like. You know, you're getting the cool surfs, you're getting resets. The Unite move just feels like such a Greninja thing to do. It's like straight out of the anime for crying out loud. Like it feels just right in a lot of those ways. And I was like, Unite's just been doing this really well for the longest time. So I think that is like a pretty cool W in Unite's column. I don't know if I've talked about that on the podcast before, but I've definitely talked about it before. So I was thinking that am I way off base here, or do you two agree with that at all?
No, I agree so much. Like, I feel the same way. I always like my I nowadays, like, I see Pokemon based on how much they piss me off in Unite.
Okay,
Like,
good.
some of these really annoying guys, like, I don't like that Pokemon too much anymore. Like,
Sure. Oh.
Slowbro, like, dude, we used to be boys back in the day. Now that's my number one enemy.
That is so funny. I think I definitely do that on a subtle amount. Like I play a decent amount of Pokemon cards too, and I will second guess decisions on decks every now and then. I'm like, well, that does have Slowbro in it, but okay, it's fine. Like I'll put it in there. That is really funny you say that. I remember like a big talking point with this too is like Unite will also make people like have new favorite Pokemon. Like Spraggles talks about it all the time about how they never cared about Dodrio ever as a Pokemon until Unite. And now it's like one of their favorite Pokemon ever just because of how the game like expresses it, how fun it is to play, how like kooky and crazy it is, but it's just kind of beloved in that way. Buck, you already said one that you now hate because of the game. Are there any that you now love because of the game?
It's Inteleon. Like, without a
Oh,
doubt,
okay.
Inteleon is, for me, has been the biggest, like, 180. I
Cool.
thought, when I first saw that, I was like, that is the most ugliest, thing I've ever seen. Like, that is an abomination of a
Okay,
Pokemon.
okay.
And then I played it on Unite, and I'm hitting these cool, like, jumping back, like James Bond. Like, Inteleon's playstyle is like the coolest Pokemon. Like, he it's so sick. It
That's
I
funny.
absolutely love playing Inteleon, and I love the Pokemon now just because of its playstyle in the game.
Okay, cool. I mean, same question to you, Bridget. What's a Pokemon that you now hate because of Unite? Maybe you were fond of it before the game launch, and then one that you maybe you now actually really enjoy after the game launch.
Absol does not hit the same for me
Oh,
anymore. I hate that
interesting.
guy. I hate that guy.
Oh, yeah.
It cut me too deep. I was like the first Pokemon I feel like in Unite that I like really hated.
Okay. That's fair.
One that I now like a lot, honestly, probably like Clefable, which is
Oh,
so
okay.
random. It's just like I just never really like thought about it, but now I
Yeah.
love her.
Yeah, now it's like up there in your favorite Pokemon. I think that's fair. To answer this question, I think one that is now one of my favorites might be Goodra, randomly. I actually genuinely disliked Goodra, like, before Unite came out. I did not like
Really?
that Pokemon. Yeah, I just, like, I didn't. Well, I think the biggest thing was I was being kind of a nerd about it. I was like, I don't like that it's only Dragon type. That's lame. It
Oh
should
my
be, like, Dragon something.
God, you're
Like,
so
make it Dragon
annoying.
Grass or whatever. Yeah, for podcast listeners, I pushed my glasses up further in the middle of my face when I said that.
Oh,
So
they
I think
know.
Goodra, I like a lot more now after. One that I don't like as much. That's actually kind of difficult. You know,
Glaceon.
I actually never liked Glaceon though. I don't like that it only has hair on its forehead. Why does it not have
Oh, you're
hair on its
so
whole head?
picky.
It's like that
Very
is funny.
particular.
Yeah, no, maybe I am. Okay, you know what one it randomly is? I think it's Vespaquin randomly. I don't know why.
Oh,
It's a
wow.
wild Pokemon. I just don't like that it was just like only a mob and I just like take it out quick. I don't know. I felt I was like, eh, just don't care about this thing anymore. Whereas I used to love Vespaquin, also because of a card game thing. It was like one of my favorite decks was like a Vespaquin Flareon deck. This is quite far back in the day, like 2013, maybe 2014 is a long time ago. But it's one of my favorite competitive decks ever. And I loved it. But then now it was reduced to just dust in the wind. And so I am not as big a fan of that Pokemon as I might be used to. It's not like I hate it. It's just like it was really high before. And now it's just been kind of reduced. But yeah, I think that's where I'm at.
For me, it was because of what it did to my boy Nudo. Like,
Oh,
Nudo
yeah, it's spawn, no less.
never
Noodle
forget.
probably feels the same way. Yeah.
That's his least favorite too.
Man, MVB. There was so many good memes and phrases that came from it. Oh, and it's like he didn't get the lifesteal off it, maybe. There was so much with that moment. I
Oh,
loved it.
goodness.
Literally one of my favorite moments at Worlds, maybe of all time. But
Yeah.
oh man. Okay. Well, let's pivot to start talking about some of the stuff that has been going on and some of the topics that we wanted to talk about with the game because we have another producer letter. I actually don't. Did we get one near the start of the year? I think we got one in like January or something.
A
Reminder,
while ago.
producer letters have been pretty hit or miss for the last year or so in Pokemon Unite. The last one I would say was mostly a miss where they were like, "Hey, we're adding EX because we're keeping them good and we know they're really good and we're just rolling with it." And everyone, I mean, collectively, I think we were all pretty upset about it. But this letter, I think a lot of people have way more positive vibes on. So let's bring it up on screen. Muck, I'm assuming you know what this letter is.
You know, it's funny. When you guys mentioned it earlier, I was like, dude, I think I might need to go back and read it. But now that I think about it, I remember I mean, the main gist of it, right, is that they're removing the EX. Like, I
Yes.
saw that and I was like, that's all I needed to see.
Yeah.
As long as they stick to their word, like, we're cool. We're cool again. We can be
Yeah.
friends. I like this game.
Yeah, true.
I like this game.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, honestly. Okay, so the letter basically, of course, to start off, it's just a happy third anniversary, given us that we're over 150 million downloads on Pokemon Unite. Congratulations, congratulations. Legendary Pokemon Ho-Oh appears. We all know we've been hanging out with Ho-Oh over the last week. We'll definitely have to talk about how we felt Ho-Oh's release has been because we haven't gotten to talk about it. I think last week's episode, it was literally out that day. So we'll talk about it some more. But then this is the big bulk of the change. EX license changes. And I normally don't do this with these kind of things, but I actually think I should just read the whole bulk of the text because it is actually kind of important to like know where the developers are coming from when they're making this thing. So, when EX licenses were introduced in December of 2023, the intention was to express the strength of legendary Pokemon in a way that is easy for anyone to experience. This categorization was introduced to not only help balance battles, but to add dimensionality to them by introducing weakness in exchange for strength. After carefully reviewing the feedback we received from players via surveys, we found that the system was well received by new players and those unfamiliar with Pokemon. However, we also found that players wanted a more balanced experience and for the power level of EX licenses to be on par with Unite licenses. What's more, some ranked seasons have restricted the use of EX licenses, reducing the number of Pokemon that could be selected. We felt that this took away from the fun of battle. It did. Based on our findings, we have determined that EX licenses haven't been adding the new dimensionality. They love, this is a fun new word for them, I think, a fun to Unite battles that we were aiming for, and that a fundamental revision is necessary. Therefore, the EX license classification will be removed in the September 2024 update, whatever update is right after Worlds. Together with this change, the following Pokemon will receive balance adjustments to help bring them more in line with the rest of Pokemon. And listed is every EX license outside of Ho-Oh, which is kind of interesting, but Zacian, Mega Mewtwo X, Mega Mewtwo Y, and Maridon. We hope that you're excited to bring even more of your favorite Pokemon into battle and that you experience more balanced competition. I'm pretty excited about this. Muck, you already talked about how you're super positive on this change. Bridget, I want to hear about you. What do you think about this big change?
I'm honestly, like, shocked. Yeah. I did not think they would do this, if I'm being 100% honest. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know what changed their mind. I guess the surveys, man. They love quoting the surveys.
That is true.
Please fill out the in-game surveys, because they always talk about them.
Yeah,
seriously.
The surveys.
They love them. They're obsessed. But I'm not mad, because, mm-hmm. yeah, I think this is W. I don't know why this wasn't...
Right.
What we did in the first place, but for sure.
There is a small part of me, I'll call it, maybe it's a big part of me, that I want to kind of point to competitive to be a reason for this change to happen. True. In the first place. Like, the fact that competitive kind of put their foot down and was saying, we're not going to play with these, they're too strong, we don't want them in competition. Like, I feel like that did something to the developer change, but I mean... Fine, we'll give it to the surveys. That's okay. We'll give the
competitive team.
Because the competitive team put their foot down. They did quote the surveys instead. But yeah. No, I am super positive on this change. Honestly, when I first read it, I was like almost out loud cheering while in my work fan. I was so excited about this. I mean, it's no secret, the introduction of EX licenses were the worst thing this game has ever did. Multiple times, which is crazy. And it was never going to work as a mechanic in a MOBA. I know they were trying to play for the flavor of the world, or maybe, like, in this paragraph states, try to help out new players or something like that. In no way did it ever really achieve these things. So having that change is awesome. I'm super excited. But Muck, I know you just talked about it for a moment. How are you feeling about this as well?
I think it's I like the trend, right? Like, it's when mm-hmm. you think about game developers, usually they don't go back on, they don't backtrack often, right? Like,
no,
you know, they have a direction, the shareholders, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they want you to go a certain way.
Yes.
And then, so for them to, you know, backtrack and be like, okay, we messed up and we're going to revise this and try to make things right, I think that is super amazing. I think that's a good point, too, about the comp thing, where the comp didn't allow,
mm-hmm.
you know, these Pokemon in. And I think that was actually a pretty big thing, because, you know, I mean, dude, Mewtwo's, like, the coolest Pokemon of all time, right? Like,
yes.
So really? To not be able to see Mewtwo on the biggest stage in the world,
insane.
I don't think that was... I don't think they like that. So for them to, you know, backtrack on this and, you know, revise Mewtwo into something that hopefully does not have the same ultimate ability as Mewtwo currently does now,
please.
I think will be very good for, you know, upcoming competitions.
Here's my pitch, Muck. It has the same Unite, but it KOs itself when it uses it.
You know what? I'm down for that. I'm down for that.
And you lose 4 ELO in ranked, no matter what. I don't care.
If you win
or lose, you lose 4 ELO every time you Mewtwo ult. How do we feel about this change?
What fucking comp? Do you get like minus 20 points at the end?
No, 5% of your prize money if you win any is retracted.
That's insane. Every time.
I'm saying we got to bring the hammer.
Wow.
Okay, let's talk about this for a moment, because I think as players and people who follow the competitive scene and competitors ourselves, I think all of it, like, it is a W. I want to take a second to think about it from, like, Timmy or, like, Pokemon Company's perspective on this. Obviously, adding legendary Pokemon to this game, and in fact, any of their properties, look at how their marketing plans work, is obviously a financial boon for them, no matter what, right? You have, every anniversary, you have, like, Scarlet Violet, you have, like, big 7-star terror raids that have some kind of legendary, right? We got, like, the Charizard one and the first start things off, and, which, not a legendary, but you get, like, it has a big appeal
close
like
enough.
That. But we had the Mewtwo ones around Worlds last year, was going on. Pokemon Go, you always got a new Ultra Beast or a legendary in raids every Go Fest. I think it's what, Necrozma was the newest one this last Go Fest,
yeah.
Right? So clearly, like, just pushing legendary Pokemon at some point for fiscal gain is here. I think if you balance them with the rest of the roster, I am, like, maybe I'm a little too optimistic, but I think just having legendary Pokemon, they're just cool enough to still drive people to play the game. Like, there's no need to take away the free-to-play, like, earn them options, right? You keep those quests in the game. They can still be special. They don't need to be giga broken. You drop Ho-Oh in the game. Like, you saw so many people on Twitter being like, it's gonna be broken, but I'm gonna play it because I love Ho-Oh. Like, Ho-Oh's so cool, my favorite legendary, blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't think there's ever a reason that that changes. I don't know. Do you agree with my take on that, or am I being a little too believer in the heart of the community?
No, 100%. I mean, dude, like, if you're a random person on Twitter and you see, you know, you don't play Unite and you see a post that says Dodrio is going to be added to Pokemon Unite, you're just going to keep scrolling. You don't give a shit. But
right.
If you see, you know, Jirachi or someone cool,
oh,
you know,
man,
is going to be added to Unite, you're like, oh, I love Jirachi. Maybe, you know, maybe I'll download this game and see what it's about.
Yeah. You said the Bridget word. I think you've been pushing for Jirachi for quite some time. Haven't you not, Bridget?
I wouldn't be against it. Yeah. I love Gen 3.
I think it's a perfect character for a game like this.
You know what's funny, though?
Literally.
Is I feel like it's Unite is what I would chalk up, like, Ho-Oh's Unite to be, though, is the only thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I think they kind of missed the ball on Ho-Oh. Like, it's a phoenix. Like, I think it would make more sense for it to revive itself.
Yeah.
As opposed to other characters.
Mm.
But, I mean, I'm always, like, I think Timmy knocks it. One thing they knock out the park is every time they release a new character, it has a new and interesting mechanic that, like, you know, there's new strategies that can be built around the brand new character with a brand new mechanic. They've always knocked it out of the park with that.
Yeah, especially with the, like, more utility role style of Pokemon, right? Like, the defenders and the supports, they've done a pretty good job of that, which is awesome. Number 25 all-rounder, kind of, but it's been a little less. But okay, yeah, I don't know. I think it's still going to be positive. How about you, Bridger? Are you agreeing with Muck and I?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I've kind of even lost what the question is.
Just basically, like, do legendary Pokemon need to be stronger in-game to push more sales?
I feel like we already have, like, strong broken Pokemon.
Yes,
just make
correct.
Them, like, you know, the T-Tar of the month. Like,
mm-hmm.
they don't have to be, like, extra on top of that.
Yes.
Like, trust me, that's good.
Yeah.
We'll get it. I'll get it. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I kind of like what they've done recently, where we just got to update what it was, like, Scorching Sands or something. Dude, every game, the team with 4 fire Pokemon is whooping the other team, like, it's not good. If you get Cerulege and Charizard, dude, the other team just needs FF. It's not even
it's
not
true.
Even playable, right? But I think that is a really cool thing where, like, you know, if you know, like, a couple months, buff a bunch of fairies,
into the type base buffs.
Like in other MOBAs, you know,
I'm waiting
Pokemon,
on my poison,
like,
patch,
they,
baby.
Buff.
Venusaur, Gengar to the moon.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, right? Like, stuff needs a chance to shine, right? Like,
yeah.
It can't just be Gengar is worthless for 2 years. Gengar has been worthless
well
since, like, season 1, dude. Like, every Pokemon does need
Gengar
a chance to shine.
Yeah, you
so, like,
those.
If they want to do a ghost patch on Halloween, and, you know, bring those Pokemon they're up
gonna.
In line.
I hope you know they are gonna, especially yeah, exactly, with right? this theme of how they've been doing these patches. They absolutely are.
Every other MOBA does it where, like, you know, a character, they'll buff a character and he'll get his place in the meta for a little bit. Yeah. And then, you know, and then it'll get tuned back a little bit. But
they've been,
yeah,
I think they've exactly, been doing like a pretty good job exactly. of that as of recently in these like last couple of patches. We had the, I believe it was the Scorching Waves patch because they had to throw Slowbro in there too. So
yeah.
we went Scorching was awesome. Waves was the first one. And then this is Shadow Flame. So we're doubling up on fire, which some might say is a lot of fire. But we are, I mean, it has been type centric. Bridget was just talking about this on the last podcast episode when we were doing the patch notes.
I'm telling you, Chandelure and Delphox got buffed because they're like, we need more fire Pokemon.
Right. We got to fit this patch. Theme. Go, go, go. Throw
like Chandelure is both types. We got to give him something. Mm-hmm. Like, why else?
Yeah.
Man, I love fire spin buffs. That made my day. Every time I queue up and I get fire spun, dude, I do a little twirl in my seat. It's so fun.
Hey, that's a good channel point reward. Okay.
Write that down.
Yeah, write that down. Okay, so let's move on past... We've kind of already moved on past the EX Pokemon, but we're going to talk about literally what we were just talking about a moment ago is balance adjustments. Just another kind of update. These ones are less like... promises or like factual things that we can point to that they're changing, more so just looks like things that they're trying to aim to. But basically, they want to ensure a diverse range of Pokemon are represented in a well-balanced battle environment. With a roster of over 60 Pokemon to choose from, some have unfortunately not received many adjustments, while others are seen as staple in battles. It sounds like they're trying to cast a bit of a wider net. But we want to make sure that everyone can play their favorite Pokemon, making balance adjustments once a month and making small adjustments in between to ensure a fresh battle experience. The once-a-month patches have already been happening. The Scorching Waves and Shadow Flame were both about a month apart, and I believe the patch before that one was also a month previous. So they've been happening once a month already, but this sounds like they're going to be maybe making like smaller adjustments midway through, and what I'm... This is my guess, is that that will be big balance patch, and then a smaller balance patch when they release a new character. I think that is kind of going to be their tempo, which would be basically an extra small balance patch that we have not been receiving so far. But
I would love for it to be like that extra balance patch comes out like, you know, like a week after the new release or something.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you know, we've all experienced it where the new character comes out and it is just, it makes you want to turn the game off, you know?
Sure.
Yeah,
no, that's fair.
I'm very much a fan of more balance patches, you know, keep the game fresh.
Yeah, that's super exciting.
Doesn't hurt anyone.
Yeah. I think more is great. I don't think once a month is too bad, especially with the size of them that we've been getting for the last couple have felt pretty solid to me. I mean, there's enough new stuff that gets me excited to go and try things. But yeah, adding more is awesome. But speaking of more, new Pokemon. We believe that the best way to drive change in Unite battles is by adding new playable Pokemon to Pokemon Unite. I actually agree with that. I think new Pokemon does more than just balance changes. I mean, at least it'll have a higher success rate of changing more. While we introduced fewer Pokemon in 2024 than in previous years, we could tell, we plan to pick up the pace following the 2024 Pokemon World Championships in August. So please look forward to having even more Pokemon join the Pokemon Unite roster later this year. Sweet. I hope they get back to that, like, neck break pace that we were at before. That was awesome. It was crazy. It must have been really hard to compete at that time, Muck, because every couple of weeks you had a new Pokemon that you just had to figure out how it worked. But that was a dope time. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Bridget, how about you? How are you feeling about the new Pokemon influx?
Yeah, was it last like fall when we were getting like 2 Pokemon a month, or was that
last fall or last summer?
I think it was every 3 weeks.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
Is what it was, like, it was definitely a thing, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I won't complain. I love when we get new Pokemon, new strategies.
Yeah,
and if we're being completely honest, the amount of characters that have, and this is not me complaining about it, but the amount of characters that have the exact same ability from a character in Honor of Kings. It's like, you know what I mean? They could, dude, if they really wanted to, they could whip these bad boys out.
Oh.
Once a week.
Zoinks and I have discussed this.
You know, like, dude, there was a guy in my Discord who literally, he made a whole video and showed a parallel for like every character in Unite, right?
So fun.
That's funny.
So
it's easy for them to just, you know, make a character based off of, you know, stuff they've already produced, which is
okay. All right, I'm glad you brought this up because I was literally thinking about this today, actually, which is really funny. While I was working, is okay. So Pokemon Unite is obviously unique in a few aspects. Like, we have the scoring mechanic and blah, blah, blah. We have evolution throughout the game. But one thing that we don't talk about too much is that we have somehow a simpler and more complex way to level up your moves. And by that, I mean, like, in Honor of Kings or League of Legends, you always have the same abilities throughout the entire game, but you just level them up and they have like more leveling stages. In Unite, theoretically, a move only has one leveling up stage and two if you consider the starter moves. But it is kind of more complex because they also have to design early game moves, and then your early game moves change, sometimes drastically, into like way different playstyle options, which I always thought was like really curious. It's almost like they're kind of fitting like a tiny character into a bigger character at the same time, which I always thought was kind of weird, but is a unique aspect of Unite in a way. Obviously, some Pokemon will just start with other... Mew is an exception here, right? But, yeah, it's interesting. There are some Honor of Kings characters where I'm like, all right, well, that's like Electroweb, you know? Like Branch. Like,
yeah.
But like, well, okay, we're going to extend that. It would be something similar. I mean, I just play Mimikyu in Honor of Kings. That's what I do. So
no one is
shocked. I play it in Unite and I play it in Honor of Kings. I love it both places. So been a big fan. Is there an Honor of Kings character? Have you been playing much Honor of Kings, Muck?
I played 90% of the tutorial,
okay.
If that counts.
No, it doesn't matter.
I almost completed the tutorial.
Sweet. Okay, well then how about is there like a League character that you would love to see something very similar to its kit in Unite?
Oh man, dude.
We've already talked about how Ezreal's kind of Delphox.
We've needed a hook champion since
Goodra exists!
Dude, if we got... Goodra actually doesn't exist, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
That's like
not
Goodra
a real Pokemon,
game,
actually.
I'm
waiting for my gooey flame patch. Gooey flame patch is going to go crazy.
Yeah.
A character
flame.
Like Koresh would be so crazy in this game.
Yeah.
That guy, the amount of playmaking you can do with Thresh is just it's so unreal. Like, he has a lantern that your teammates, you throw it out to them, and they can click it, and it'll, like, drag you to them.
Yeah,
which is really good, you know, for saving them and dragging people over walls, and then the hook. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man.
You know what's so funny is everyone always talks about, like, hook characters, like, they're a really positive thing. But you ask any League player, and they hate Thresh. Like,
yeah.
League players are like, dealing with Thresh sucks, actually.
It's like... You know,
or Roadhog in Overwatch or something
be,
similar, you know, but
you have to play around the character that you're against, right? So
okay.
I don't know, like if you're not intentional about the positioning of your character based off what you're playing against, then yeah, you probably don't like playing against Thresh or Blitzcrank because you're just gonna get hooked. But I think that having any
Mewtwo X is basically Blitzcrank.
It 100%
it
is. It's the closest thing we have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's very healthy for there to be a skill expressive way for like a tank character to engage a fight without having to just die. Like, that's
okay.
You know what I mean?
Fair,
so
fair.
I think
All right. And then, of course, the secondary question of this, what Pokemon would that be? What Pokemon do you want? What new hook Pokemon do you want?
Dude, I've thought about this before, and now I'm put on the spot, and I'm definitely going to draw a blank.
Okay.
I've heard.
Go ahead.
Tangrowth.
I was just gonna say Tangrowth.
Great one.
So cool.
Tangrowth would be
such
good.
A good one.
Jen
that
in
was...
chat saying Licky Licky. That's another
option
I've seen thrown around.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Licky Licky is 100% the one. But I can see why they wouldn't add that. That's a crazy thing. They're not telling if your tongue is absurd. But...
We need it. We need
Dilly?
It.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. Oh,
ooh.
Delmize. Wow, Chan is a good idea.
Delmize would be interesting. Yeah, Victory Bell. Yeah. Honestly, anything with like Vine Whip, right? You just make the move Vine Whip and you can kind
literally
of get away with most of it. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, because I guess the hook mechanics we have in game right now are Slowbro Telekinesis, Goodra Power Whip, Mewtwo like Future Sight, right? Is that the one? I think it's so. Future. I think it's future set that pulls. Whatever. Only Mewtwo X. Mewtwo Y does the opposite, where it pushes. I think that's all the hook. I technically Ghastly Lick or whatever, but yeah. That'd be interesting.
Like, any of those moves would be so much more fun than dropping a mean look on someone. Like, at least, you know, at least, yeah, at least I can outplay a hook. You know what I mean? If Umbreon X speeds towards me, it's like, well, I'm probably just going to die.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm dead. Okay, if we're going to rework EX Pokemon, next producer letters, like, we're reworking the EVs, folks. We heard you loud and clear. Those surveys have been popping off. We're we're keeping them at level 4, but they're getting the Unites at 9. I don't know.
I would be so cool with that. That would be, because, like, the level 4 stuff, you still can do some interesting strategies with. But
it's kind of fun interesting, you know? It's like, okay, yeah, Leafeon can gank Arlaine at whatever 1 second into the game, but it's like, it's an interesting choice because then you're leaving a lot of your jungle so your teammates can take it, and it, like, enables cool stuff. I don't know, I think that's the more interesting part of the early game focus, rather than just getting their Unites earlier too. It's like, why are they playing like supports when, like, Leafeon's like the best assassin ult in the entire game? Like, why is that happening? Okay,
there's, I already know I'm about to get snowballed on first Reggie when I see a level 8 Sylveon and a level 8 Leafeon. Like, okay, we're not playing the game. We're
Gonna go somewhere else. Back to the jungle. Go again.
See you later.
exactly. Okay, Bridget, I have the same question for you. You've been grinding some Honor of Kings. I don't know about recently, but you definitely have been. Is there any Honor of Kings characters that you're like, this would be cool in Unite?
Is it Dahlia's the mermaid?
Yeah.
I want that exact kit in Unite. Like, okay.
Sweet.
I think we were talking about, like, maybe like a Primarina, like, basically she, like, makes a pool, and if she's in her pool, she, like, turns into a mermaid and her allies can, like, sit in the pool with her and, like, heal based off of it. Mm-hmm. And then she has, like, kind of like an AoE, like,
that's a push, right?
That's so cool.
Yeah. It does damage.
Yeah, it does some damage, and then it pushes, but if she's in water, because in Honor of Kings, it's like a river, just like in League or whatever, and if she's in her pool or in the river, her moves get amplified, essentially. Which, I mean, Primarina checks every box there.
Literally. Like,
other than would be a 3 evolution support, which they haven't done yet, if I remember correctly, which would be kind of scary, but it would still be cool. I mean, they've done it with tanks, so.
Yeah, I would be down for it. And then her ult is just, it like gives an instant cooldown for one of your allies' moves, so.
Oh, whoa.
I think that's kind of sick, too, as like a support concept.
What would you, who would be the most broken thing to pair with in Unite?
Slowbro ult.
Wait, it fully refreshes their ult?
I don't know, actually. I thought it did, but I could be wrong.
Ho-oh time. Primarina Ho-oh. Res, everyone dies. Refresh. Res again. Let's go. Oh, I guess you need energy. Yeah, it doesn't matter. We'll get back to it. I wonder if they'll keep the energy thing. There's so many things to theorize about. Okay, other League characters that I've wanted. I've said this for a while. I really like Tryndamere in League. Tryndamere's basic run it down. Annihilape is the literal perfect Pokemon. When that Pokemon was introduced, I literally saw it in, like, the Scarlet Violet leaks. I was like, oh, Tryndamere, sick.
I tweeted that, like, 2 years ago.
Dude, it's perfect.
I tweeted that 2 years ago. I was like, dude, release Primate with a Tryndamere. It would be so sick.
Oh, my gosh. Annihilape's whole, like, thing in-game is that he got so angry he died. And, like, that's so funny.
Me and Trio Q.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, I've pitched a lot of Pokemon. I've wanted Dusknoir as a fear-based defender forever. I think that would be really cool. So just, like, you create AoEs that, like, fear enemies away. I think that'll be awesome. And then my high-in-the-sky wish that I know I will never get is I want Speedster Banette. Already the role doesn't exactly work. Banette's my favorite Pokemon. And Banette has a execute Unite move at just a single target. If you're like below a threshold of HP or whatever, it'll do a lot more damage. If Banette KOs that Pokemon, they like float above them and you puppeteer and you control that Pokemon.
Oh, that is crazy.
Yeah, it'd be so strong.
That's like Diego from League. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it'd be so fun.
I've talked about this one on stream a lot too, but I think Muk would literally be a one-to-one recreation of Singed, where you leave a poison trail behind you.
I love it and I hate it at the same time.
You could throw a Sludge Bomb down and then fling them into it. Like, dude, you could do so much with Muk. It would be just exactly cinched. It would be so sick.
That actually is awesome.
Yeah.
Would you, is there ever a world where it could heal? Is there a mechanic that we could do where, like, Muck Sludge would heal teammates, hurt enemies? What if?
Oh, if you had Black Sludge or something?
Maybe,
okay.
But what if Muck eats a berry, and for the next however many seconds, behind him is also healing Sludge
what?
That your teammate
support
can
Muck
use.
Would be insane.
That would be nuts. Make it Alolan Muck for the rainbow color effect. I'm so in.
Yeah.
I don't know if you like Alolan Muck. I don't know. I don't know how you feel about
They're
Alolan.
Cool. They're cool. He's my number two, bro. He's my number two.
Number two. Okay. I don't want to disrespect the OGs or anything like that. Yes, greeted plus Muck would be broken. Exactly. When are you running double defender? I mean, I guess when you're going to run that meta, it'd be lit. But if your strategy is ever Greedent needs to run in front of Muck to slowly trail behind, we're probably not playing that strategy, but it's fine. It'll be good. Okay, sweet. I'm glad we've got all our theory crafts in, because there are a lot of fun concepts, which makes me so excited for, like, a bunch of new Pokemon to be added, because I think they've been kind of crushing it. Sableye with the buffs makes me way more happy about that Pokemon. Like, Bitterblade works now, and it's like, yeah, okay, this feels like Sableye now.
I'm so passionate about that because, dude, I loved Bitterblade even before the buff.
OG. I go on Twitter. I think we're the only two people that were like, holy
dude,
strong.
I go on Twitter every day and people are like, buff Bitterblade. And then I'd go and I'd kill all three people in 1 second at the first game. I'm like, chat, how can you buff this? This is crazy. Dude, there was a game where I dodged 6 Azumarill ults with Phantom Force in a single game. Like, I was like, if they buff this thing, it is going to be the most frustrating thing to ever play against, because you won't have to touch the ult. The ult is absurd. The ult shouldn't even exist, honestly.
It's crazy. Have you seen, like, people are playing Wiggly in tournaments en masse now to deal with this thing? It's so cool. Hey, if Sableye ult being as strong as it is the reason that people play Wiggly again, I'm all for it. Honestly, I'm a big fan.
Dude, after I got off stream last night, I was like, let's have a little team meeting, talk about some stuff. And the first thing Chad wanted to talk about, he's like, guys, I think when we're against Sableye, I need to play Wiggly support. And,
first thing on the agenda.
We literally talked about that last night. So
that's awesome.
It definitely shakes up the meta. I think the meta is so sick right now. I know everyone's talking about it on Twitter. The meta is crazy. I truly think you can play whatever you want, wherever you want, as long as you can press your buttons. Like, if you are comfortable enough to press your buttons and know what you're doing, you can play whatever you want, wherever.
Question for the both of you. Bridget, we'll probably jump to you first. Is this the coolest meta for Worlds that we've had out of the three?
Ooh. Yeah, probably.
Year one was, like, Zarina Blissey. The cool part was, like, kind of Snorlax and Trevenant. Was, like, people were doing some fun stuff there, but it was, like, I mean, there wasn't draft, right? Like, the blind pick makes it tough. And then year two was a lot of blue Shifu.
Lapras.
Well, only LG was kind of playing Lapras, and it was crushing because of it. Lapras, yes, correct. Lapras, Urshifu, Mew was kind of in the mix. Some Inteleon from the True Believers, but.
Oh, yeah, Zacian.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Zacian.
I forget he was allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be I don't know. I just hope that NA doesn't just stick to what they know and actually, you know, they take these scrims seriously.
Okay.
And actually experiment a little bit.
Yeah.
I've been seeing some stuff on ladder. Some of those guys are playing some interesting stuff. I hope we don't just stick to, you know, all rounder top, speedster jungle, attacker bot lane. You can do so much right now. You can do so much. It doesn't have to
be. You can.
That.
Okay. All right. Well, Bridget, do you think this is the coolest meta that we have had out of all 3 years?
I think so. I don't know. It's hard, to compare, like, how things were, like, at the time without the foreknowledge. But I don't know. I think so.
We haven't seen it play out yet. But...
And I just like the two ban meta so much better,
yes,
I think,
sure.
Period, than, like, one blind ban from both teams compared to last year. So I think that inherently makes it more interesting and fun. So,
yeah, agreed.
I would say yes.
Okay, cool. Muck, I'm assuming you agree by the energy you were talking about the meta. Is this the coolest meta we've seen out of all 3 years at Worlds?
Yeah, so season one meta, right? Wasn't that D-Knight? That was
yes,
D-Night, right?
D-Night so, everywhere too.
Oh, yeah.
That was, and as someone who was actually quite successful during that meta, mm-hmm. I loved D-Night, but
okay,
that was not the most fun thing to watch, in my opinion.
No,
like, it was like, not. It's like, all right, dude, 2 minutes, let's see who has the slightly better timing on the D-Night beam.
Right,
right?
Exactly.
Last year was pretty hype. I think.
Yeah, last year was some good stuff.
Water Bear was pretty like. It's a pretty mechanical character, you know what I mean? It looks like you're just dashing like an idiot, but, you know, you can't just randomly press the buttons and it'll just work.
Yeah, there's, like, a level of, like, animation canceling that makes it a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting moves way faster, it's true.
Yeah, the you know, Overlord on Water Bear is, like, a whole different level. Like, he was cooking me with Water Bear before that thing was buffed, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, so but I am very hopeful for this because I don't like comfy metas.
Okay.
You know, I think there was a lot of comfy last year was with the there was like three prime comfy targets last year.
Yeah, like Zoro, Urshi, Zacian.
Yeah, I think if people play Sweet Kiss though this year, I think that would be pretty cool because there's so much
it.
Dude, there are so many cool strats you can do with Sweet Kiss. I think that would be cool. But I do think I am very hopeful for this meta. Let's just put it that way. I'm very hopeful. You could play so much.
Yeah. I'm super excited about this meta game. I think it's sweet. There's been a lot of Charizard discourse going on ever since the patch.
Yeah.
I mean, is it strong? Is it not? I think we talked about Bridget last episode. I was like, is this gonna be another Tyranitar? Where it's like so scary on ranked, it's terrifying. And then in tournament play, it's fine. I don't even know where I'm at with that in particular, because in tournament play, I've seen it destroy teams, and I've seen teams like deal with it no problem at all. So I'm excited to get your opinion on it, Mach, who's one of the people that's playing in these tournaments. Where's Charizard at right now?
Charizard is like insane. Dude, if your Pokemon's first letter starts with a C, that thing is going to be crazy. But to the point of last year with T-Tar,
Cinderace?
I guess NAIC. Dude, Cinderace cooks. Like, do not sleep on Cinderace.
All right, we got the wrong guy on the podcast. We gotta go.
Dude, if I had more time to prepare, like, I would be playing Cinderace top right now. Like, I'm not even joking. I think that character's sick.
All right, great.
But, like, I think something like T-Tar with a raid boss like that, if you lose to T-Tar, I don't think you draft it correctly.
Okay.
I don't think that's the same with Charizard, because the way Charizard works is you ban Slowbro and Mimikyu, and then you first pick Charizard, and your counters are completely gone, and you can just tear the game up. So I think Charizard is very much overtuned.
That ult is crazy.
That's actually one thing I forgot to mention. I do not like that they removed the skill expression from that. I remember, dude, the amount of times I've canceled a Charizard ult with full heal or whatever random unstoppable ability.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are the moments I used to live for. Like truly, I outplayed you. Like, I deserve this W, right? But now it's, you're dead. I just pressed the button. I'm sorry. You're just dead. So.
Yeah. Come on, man. Charizard's never been good. Give it its time, Buck. It needs its time.
There was a time when it was decent. But,
yeah, when Natus existed,
I'm cool with characters being, you know, having their time to shine and being strong. What I'm not cool with is the removal of skill expression, right?
Okay.
So, I think the ult should probably not be as crazy as it is. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's play for Buzzwole and being able to, like, hit him out of his ult or something. Like, I don't know. Maybe we haven't explored the meta enough.
The question.
Because no one's playing Buzzwole to do anything crazy like that. So who knows? I think it's strong. I'm glad that it's strong. I just wish there was a little bit more to outplay it.
Okay.
But
fair enough. Yeah, I mean, they did remove essentially what was a mechanic with it, right? There was a full rework of that Unite, so it makes sense.
Exactly.
Okay, Bridget, how have you been feeling about Charizard? Playing against it, seeing it, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I definitely... It's similar to T-Tar where it's like, it's not doing much as Charmander, so if you can kind of stop it early, it doesn't feel too bad to deal with. But if it snowballs, it is a bad time.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So it is kind of funny when I do have like a Slowbro on my team playing against it. It's just like a game of chicken. Like, they're just like waiting for the other one to like ult first so they can like counter ult them. It's kind of funny. But yeah, it's doesn't feel like there's a lot you can do
Okay.
about him.
Okay. Not as much counterplay. That's fair. I do think we've already mentioned it, but that early game is hella exploitable. I mean, Charmander is not doing much. It does evolve at 7 now, which is because it's the Kanto starter. That was one of the craziest changes they've ever did, by the way.
That was a great one.
They were just
I
like,
like that change.
okay, listen. We really want these Pokemon to be popular. We're gonna give them the level 7 evos, but yeah. I don't know. I am not as high on Charizard as the two of you are. I think it is getting countered out there competitively a little too frequently, to be
I think
that big of a force on
I
at
don't know.
once, but
I to me, like the Charmander, sure, it's not gonna go and be a raid boss, but
great
it
hollower.
does
I'm
have
glad you brought it up. Yes,
it
the
has
new battle pass
amazing
is so
hollower.
good.
Dude, that white knight Charizard skin, so sick, dude.
It's so
No, but
good.
like you it does have things that it does very well. Like if someone is trying to stack on you, Charmander is incredible at anti-stacking. You
Yeah.
have a bunch of kick damage moves that makes it very difficult to score on. And no one talks about it enough, but Charmeleon is Thanos. Charmeleon is actually so hard to deal for like a regular Pokemon. Dude,
Okay.
you get a flamethrower on someone, you're burning them up.
That is
You're
true.
burning them up. You have to be a very strong
So
Pokemon to be
right.
able to do dual Charmeleon, in my opinion.
I agree. I agree. All right. Well, maybe
Yeah.
we'll see it. But I want to talk about this a little bit more. Quick hits. Other than that, Muk, what else are we seeing in the metagame right now? Like, what's going to be taken over? What are the must bans in
Oh,
tournament play
must
right
bans?
now? Must
Oh,
bans
must
in tournament
bans.
play.
I think the top four Pokemon that are needing to be banned, and I could be forgetting something,
Okay.
but Charmant, Char Charizard,
Yep.
Blaziken,
Yeah.
Cerulege, and then one of the two bound Pokemon. So,
So Slowbro
like
or Mimi?
Slowbro, Mimikyu, yeah, both are super Thanos, super strong Pokemon. Last patch, it was like Cramorant you could ban as well. I still think
Yeah.
Cramorant is almost ban worthy, but
It's
I
still
don't know.
good, right? It survived
Yeah.
its nerfs. I think it's still extremely strong.
Yeah.
Okay. Bridget, how about you? What's a Pokemon that you think is going to be like dominating tournament play, specifically at Worlds potentially?
I definitely think Cerulege is
Yee.
yeah. Probably my most feared Pokemon right now. I think
So
he
good.
is easily the strongest in the meta. So, I mean, I think it will obviously be banned quite a bit. So,
Okay.
I think outside of that, I do think Blaziken's super strong too.
Yeah.
Even though we did see a lot of mages get buffed, it still feels like such a bruiser meta.
It
Yeah.
does. Yeah, I remember us talking about that. That was like one of my main points when we brought it up last week was like they clearly want mages to do better and we get out of this all-rounder meta. And they're like, actually, Cerulege and Charizard are good enough to thwart any offer like this, but
I do have two sleeper picks.
Chandelure, yep.
I think actually not but my real sleeper
Imprison
picks are
goes crazy. Anyway, continue.
Absol and Pikachu. Absol and Pikachu are actually
Okay.
so good, and I don't see them enough. And like, I don't know, Pikachu is actually so crazy.
Pikachu is what
Pikachu is
role? Support,
ridiculous.
attacker, what are we feeling?
Attacker for sure.
Yeah,
Attacker,
okay.
no XP share. You can
Yeah.
go either build depending on what you're against. Like you could even blind pick Pikachu and it's completely fine. And
Yeah.
it thwarts them from playing speedsters and stuff. And if they're playing out like a frontline heavy care team, then you can go Thunder Thunderbolt and it does so much. It does so much.
It's crazy.
I really like Pikachu. I that's
Okay.
one of my favorite characters for my attacker to play right now.
Yeah, I'm agree with you. I think Pikachu just kind of slept. It just keeps getting buffed, right? Like eventually
Yeah.
this dial is going to tip over into the I want too much. Like
Yeah,
it is
just
just
like Bemu. Just like Bemu, right?
Yeah,
How many
that's right.
times did they buff that thing? Like
That
six
is
times.
true.
It was every patch for like a
Eventually.
year.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, let's go before we end the episode, just a hyper quick speed round. I'm gonna throw some spice picks at you two, and I want you to say either like yes or no. We think it's actually good or we think it's not good. First off, Central Zeraora. Good or no, Muk.
If I'm playing it, yeah, dude, hell yeah.
All right, well,
If Timmy Jim Bob? No, I'm
Bridget.
probably not playing
Okay,
it.
when my Silicune teammates play it? okay,
Hell
okay. Let's
no.
reframe this question then. Will we see this Pokemon played at Worlds? Zeraora,
Ooh.
Bridget.
No.
No. Okay, Muk, rephrase it with will you see it at Worlds?
Not in a serious match, unless it's from, like, you know, one of the people who are not contending.
Not a, in a match, you know that I mean? Matters. All right, I'll add another clarifier on this question.
I do not see LG playing it, but I do see someone trying to. I could see someone try to cheese someone with Wild Charge.
Fair.
I could see that happen.
Okay.
But it's just it's a worse play rough, so I don't know.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good point. Okay. All right. Next one. Snorlax. Worlds or no?
Yeah. Muck, yes. That character is insane.
Big
that
yes for Muck. Okay, Bridget.
I say yes. It's kind of like old reliable. All right. Pick.
Def or Defender, Bridget. How about Greedent?
I mean, are they gonna let Gatlu play Greedent?
You gotta probably ask nouns, yes. I guess.
Probably yes.
Okay, we see Greedent at Worlds. All right, I'm so down. Muck, how about you?
I not from an NA team, but from maybe one of the Asia teams or
APAC likes their Greedent.
Yeah, I like it has its niche, but it's not like the strongest character ever.
Okay,
you know.
Fair enough. Let's get Aegislash. Do I get any of my sword played at Worlds?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I have. I don't remember. I think it was E7. Dude, they tore me up with Aegislash. I was like, dude, this thing is broken.
Speaking of sweet kiss targets, another. I've seen some sweet kiss Comfey Aegislash before. It looked pretty lit.
That'd be so nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's good.
It definitely feels like a skill expressive Pokemon. It might be limited a little bit by its current power level, but I think it's still good. Bridget, will we see Aegislash at Worlds?
Yeah, I think it actually probably shines on land, right? You can kind of time your shields a little bit better.
It definitely
better.
Is a timing-based Pokemon. That is true.
So, okay. I'm sure. Why not?
All right, let's go. All right, this one might be a little close to home. Greninja. Do we see it played competitively at Worlds, Bridget?
I don't think so. Okay. Sorry, Muck.
Muck.
There's quite a few better Greninjas than me at Worlds. And
impossible,
I just
but all right,
I don't see them playing it,
fair.
To be honest with you.
Okay.
I could see Overlord tilting and just being like, forget this, I'm playing Greninja. Like he did season one. That literally happened season one. He's like, forget this. Jungle Book, you're playing Green and Top. I'm going Greninja. You know what I mean? Like, that's an ego character. Like, I truly, you know, it's not the best. But if you feel like you're better than the enemy team, you can play Greninja.
Sure enough. Okay. All right.
The answer's
no. Well, awesome. I think there's some fun stuff. We probably won't see Greninja. Probably won't see Greedent, but maybe. Who knows? Before we get out of here, I did want to show everybody the merch dropped for Worlds. So what people could look forward to getting, the like Honolulu merch for the competitors, as well as like Pokemon Center swag. So if you're going to be going to Worlds, whether you're competing or just attending, there's some pretty sweet stuff. That mat is sick. The backpack might be the best backpack they've ever had. That is such a good backpack. I absolutely adore it. I also saw some other merch pieces. I think IGN did like an exclusive showing. I don't know if you all saw that. It was like a video. There is a Riolu plushie who's holding the underwater camera, and it's in the underwater camera bag.
Yeah.
It's
adorable.
Like a little scuba.
Yeah.
Like it's
glasses.
Oh, it's very, it's very good.
Azu is really cute too.
Yes. Yeah. Azu, adorable. So I think some pretty sweet stuff to look forward to. Competitors could be getting dripped out. Also, Little Birdie told me some data mines of some jerseys were in the game.
Oh, I did see that.
Those look pretty cool. They're pretty sweet. Those are what the players were going to be. Anyway, we are going to be ending the episode there. But before we go, Dapboy Muck, is there anything that you would want to shout out? Where can people find you on the internet? All that stuff.
Yeah, check me out. Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, all that good stuff. / Dapboy Muck. And, you know, shout out my sponsors, Clutch One and EventsGG. They definitely hold it down for me. I love those guys. And, yeah, if you guys like, catch me on twitch.tv/Dapboy Muck. I stream there. Twice a day. In the morning, I do solo queue streams, and at night, I play with my team. So
sweet.
I've got it all. We got, you know, team stuff and solo queue stuff, which is fun.
That's awesome. The only place you can find the Ekins outside of Unite Mike's Mayhem, which they will be competing in tomorrow night if you're watching this live. Make sure to tune in. Bridget, how about you? Anything to shout out?
Yeah, we have another Unite Mike's Mayhem tomorrow.
That's true.
Muck will be there. LG will be there.
Yeah.
I don't know who else.
Comatose will also be there. And unfortunately...
Okay.
A team named the Happy Humpers will also be there. So
is that Blush's team?
That's it is Blush's team. However, Blush unfortunately will not be able to play.
Sounds about
they're
right.
Sub. So I see how scrims have gone. Okay, interesting. Anyway, that's super
crazy.
Funny. Okay,
that's
but
casting.
I will have a fun casting. It'll be a good time. But all right, I hope to see everybody there tomorrow night. Otherwise, we'll be back with another podcast episode next week. We're getting very close to Worlds, like way closer than it feels like. So I think these next few episodes of the podcast will be getting more and more Worlds focused. I'm excited. So we'll see you all then. Thank you so much for joining, Muck, and we'll talk to y'all later. Bye bye.